Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer and Jimmy the Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Guys, how are you, man?
Doing great, Greg.
Men's, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you too, Greg.
Yes.
I know that when I think of Valentine's Day, for reasons that I cannot fully explain, I can't get your face out of my head.
Yes. Well, especially this weekend because it coincides with the release of the 50 Shades of Greg.
Yeah.
Sexy. You're welcome, or maybe I should apologize in advance. Because
apologize.
As the show progresses today, what we're going to do...
It's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, you know what we did? I brought a microphone along with me to one of my diving certification classes. So, you know, I'm a dive instructor. Mm-hmm. I'm not just a dive master. I'm a dive instructor. So I actually have been doing some teaching. But I noticed, especially this week, how... some of the things I was saying when I was trying to explain what to expect to my scuba students, it was taken in an inappropriate way and created some awkward moments. So
surprise,
captured those on the show today, and we will reveal them as part of the 50 Shades of Greg that will air on today's special edition or Valentine's edition. Broadcast of the big show today. Hey, also with us online is our buddy Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry's with us. Jerry, check in and just say hi for now. How about that? Yeah? No?
Hello, Greggy.
Wow, that's kind of creepy.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
There you go, Jerry the Diver Guy. All right, so he's hanging with us as well. And if that weren't enough...
And it's not.
It never is. We've actually brought in...
I hope.
The better half of the sexes to join us to help us lead off today's broadcast. This is really a treat, actually, because Catherine Castle is the editor of Dive Training Magazine.
I love that TV show about her.
I don't know. Is that about you, Catherine? It probably is, isn't it? You would take that.
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
I would take the royalties.
Yes, exactly. She
Makes
sure
sense.
Would. Well, yeah, but we definitely know she's the editor of Dive Training Magazine, and she's going to join us on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos in October. So it is a treat to have you on, and welcome to the Valentine's Day edition of Scuba Radio there. Catherine, how are you?
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
Now, wait a second. Is this the Catherine Castle who is the author?
What do you mean? Yeah, she's done all kinds of writing and books and all kinds of stuff, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, not to mention she's a former hand model. She used to literally model hands. Or no, wait, things that you put on your hands, right? Something like that.
Hand drive.
No, I don't think so. What is it? That was in a former life, right, Catherine?
In a former life, I was a parts model, and I was hair, hands, back, and legs.
I'm sorry.
Well, hold on.
I didn't mean to limit her skills there.
You know. So they only took pictures of parts of you?
Precisely.
Yeah.
That's usually because the whole picture isn't exactly what they're looking for, but parts work.
Oh, don't undersell yourself. The sum of the parts is impressive.
They sub in the parts. Yeah. So, yeah, I was
pleased. I have lost so much confidence in the advertising photography world.
Parts is parts.
Well,
there you go.
Okay.
I need a calf.
But we can't all be the hand. But I'm here to give you a hand.
Exactly.
Today, so.
She's going to help us out, or we're going to.
I need a good calf. Get me a calf in here.
You know, I apologize for these dweebs, okay? But that's just how we roll.
Catherine, get out of here. I can't use your elbow.
Well, I did get fired for having fat knuckles once, but there's
fat
just
knuckles.
Not a whole lot you can do about that.
Ridiculous. If you want to find out, though, you have an inspirational suspense romance novel.
Yeah.
Fat knuckles would be good with that.
Right? From Soulmate Publishing. Is this true?
Actually, that would be some other random Catherine Castle that I hope to never meet.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Now, most recently, I'm very excited to announce that we just finished the edit on Stan Waterman's second memoir.
Cool.
So
that's
a very big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stan is going to be at the Blue Wild Expo coming up actually next weekend at the Broward County Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, and he'll be doing a soft launch there. The book is Sea Salt 2, More Salt. And if you've ever gotten to attend a seminar or watch a film by Stan, you know that he is just an extraordinary storyteller and a great filmmaker. So we have stories and photos of, close to 60-some-odd years of diving adventures.
Yes. Now, Stan Waterman, the man who loves sharks, he had this movie or TV show.
Yes.
Really, really cool thing. But he's been all over the place, and he is quite a storyteller. Quite the ladies' man, too. He has some interesting stories that I'm not so sure we can tell on the air, all of them. You hear what I'm saying there, Catherine? But they're all good and very colorful.
Well, you know, they say only a person's hairdresser knows for sure, but really only a person's editor knows for
that's
sure.
What I was going to say. There could be a few stories that showed up on the editing room floor for that book.
Yes, yes.
You try to keep the juicy stuff in there, though.
Protect the innocent and all that sort of thing.
Protect the guilty. Let's not lie. All right. Anyway, we're going to have a great time in the Turks and Caicos. I know you're looking forward to that in October, right?
I am. I'm very excited to be on that trip.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you can only dive with your hands, your back, your hair. That's all that can go.
What, no legs?
We'll let the legs go. We'll let the legs go.
Those are parts. Those count.
Yeah, so hair, hands, back, and legs. That's
no
it.
No feet.
No feet.
That's just wrong.
Well,
keep those knuckles out of the water, for goodness sakes. We're beautiful people here.
I will do the emergency knuckle slim down diet
if
I need to.
You know, that really isn't going to be her purpose to model body parts on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard that we're going to be on in
It doesn't
October.
Matter if it's her purpose or not.
Well, it does.
It is what she's famous for.
Well, I'm sure you would answer.
I'm going to be dressed as a woman. It's what I'm famous for.
If somebody wants consultation on how to be a body part model, I'm sure Catherine will accommodate them while they're on board the boat with us. However, you have a few other skills and expertise that you're willing to share and even put on a couple little seminars to that effect. Right, Catherine?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have a bunch of different things in store for people who will be joining us on that trip. One of the things that I specialize is in helping people create platforms for their photography and underwater video. So we'll be doing quite a bit of work around how to self-publish, whether it's on your blog or in a variety of different formats with like really super high quality magazines, glossy magazines, hardbound books, really nice custom photo albums, and then how to make presentations and do video editing and that sort of thing. So we'll spend a lot of time topside and underwater working on things that really just help the diver share the love of the sport and have a lot of fun doing it.
Yes, there's no doubt we'll have a lot of fun. These trips are always an adventure for sure. But yeah, you pick up a few little tips on how to, for instance, get published maybe in a dive training magazine. I mean, is it in something like that, is it in your regard, is it always, or it does help who you know, I'm guessing, in the biz?
Absolutely.
But then you got to back it up with the skills to, after you make those initial introductions, I'm guessing. Is that right?
Exactly. And the people that are on this trip obviously are going to have access to all the little insider knowledge bits that I can give along the way. And we'll also do things like, let's say you're that diver who really wants to become a photojournalist, but you don't know how to get started. You're good at picture taking and you're good at storytelling. But how do you package that in a way that's going to get the attention of the publisher?
Everybody knows it's all hands and legs.
There you go.
Hands and legs. That's the missing piece
and
for a lot of these people.
And in your case, it would be hairy backs.
But we'll do things like discover, like, what is a query letter and how do you send one? And, you know, how do you contact a magazine initially rather than just bombarding them with photos and stories that are probably going to be deleted before anybody actually reads them?
I know the way to contact a magazine, though. I already know that. And we're going to have to talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Because I know the best way to contact a magazine. She's going to just have to corroborate what I already know is the best way.
Okay, we'll find out if that is the case with Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Scuba Radio heats things up.
As soon as you're ready, give me the okay, and I'll go down, and I expect you to do the same.
Ooh, sounds fun.
What?
Oh.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
I didn't think it was that stupid.
Went just the way I thought it would.
It did?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we got plenty more where that came from, and we apologize.
Awesome. I can scarcely wait.
In advance. Catherine Castle, however, will help us bridge that gap from Dive Training Magazine. Yeah.
But,
hey, guys.
Just before the break, we were talking about the fact that one of the things that's going to be an advantage to being able to be around Catherine is going to be able to talk to her, have some one-on-one time, get your questions answered. Mm-hmm. But we can give a little preview, I think, of the information which is available to her, and it's information I share. And I'm a writer by trade. I work my craft, and not everybody knows the best way to get a response from a magazine. This is the best way to get a response from a magazine. Mm. If you're in like a barbershop or a doctor's office, every one of the magazines has those little return postage cards in it. And you just sign up for your subscription right there and just send it right in. It gives you something to do while you're waiting. This, I'm assuming, Catherine, is what you're talking about. The best way to get a response from a magazine.
Hmm. Well, that's one way to get a response from a magazine. if you want to be a reader. But if you want to be a writer.
Oh, no. See, I use those magazines and I write in the margins.
Oh, got it. Grocery lists and things.
You are way too polite. Trust me, Catherine. That's why she's in a management position at Dive Training. She can tolerate nut jobs like Bill. You just have the patience of Job there. That's all I got to say. But thank you. I appreciate you putting up with his nonsense. But you'll actually give more constructive suggestions on how to do just that, how to make that connection and open up that door and present it properly and get the skill set together and what the publishers are looking for, right?
Yeah, we're going to turn your scuba diving into your storytelling, because every scuba diver is passionate about what they're doing, but not everybody understands exactly how to convey that in a way that won't cause your audience or your readers to go into some prolonged coma. So we're going to work on really putting the splash of your scuba diving into a compelling story with imagery, with some tips for how to craft a story before you get in the water. And then when we finish the dive, we'll get out and talk about how we're going to put it together in a way that people are going to be excited to see it and read it and learn more about it.
I am excited because this is information I don't have, because I tried to put some of the splash of my diving even into my dive log. And I found that if I got it wet, it was almost illegible.
Yeah, you got to use a Sharpie marker.
Okay, all right, that doesn't run?
No, not Sharpies. No, no. They're not
good,
supposed
good,
to.
Good, good, good. Well, I'll have to start doing that then.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Well,
when I'm writing in the margins of my magazines.
You got to understand, Bill's used to explaining his dive stories and reading his dive log, and he comes off like Grandpa Simpson or something. You know what I mean? So he needs a little sparkle, a little juice, and that's what Catherine will help add to your presentation in that regard, how to pitch them. Right?
Yeah, and if we can't get your storytelling working, I will bring my bedazzler for your wetsuit. Wow. Let me just rhinestone you from top to bottom. How about that?
If you're going
to
bedazzle...
Hey, look, Barracuda. They're interested in me.
Yeah.
Sparkly. He will make you shine one way or another, pal.
Oh, boy. You know, he doesn't wear a wetsuit. He goes, just with a bathing suit kind of thing.
It's a bathing suit kind of thing.
The only bedazzle...
It's a tube sock and an elastic band.
One little gem. Placed strategically in an area that is totally inappropriate. But anyway, moving on. Where have you been to the Turks and Caicos?
He just made it much worse.
I did.
He?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. 50 Shades of Greg. You're going to get this all day today. But Catherine, have you been to the Turks and Caicos many times before, or was this trip in October?
Oh, I absolutely have. I love the Turks and Caicos. And one of the reasons why is you will just about on every single dive within the marine park there be in a true Caribbean reef environment that includes healthy reef creatures and sharks. The last time I was there a few months ago, we had Caribbean reef sharks on practically every dive. Just picturesque, right, cruising in along the reef like they're supposed to, the picture postcard type of stuff.
Yeah.
The Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, it's like a Corona TV commercial. To me, when you go to the Turks and Caicos, they have those little sand spits of land that pop up there in the afternoon, depending on the tides. And on our surface interval, we go out there, we'll take some pictures. And it is just beautiful. I mean, topside and below. And then the water is just like gin clear practically every time I go to the Turks. I don't know how they do that. But I guess it's just where it's strategically located, near the Gulf Stream or something. It's constantly flushing fresh water through there, you think? Or do you know?
Off that Bahama Bank, the water is so deep surrounding the Turks and Caicos. And then you get a really great tidal flush. And it's just beautiful, clear water. Plus the sand there that's so, so fine. Beautiful sunscape, like sandy beach sunscapes for your topside scenics. And every single time I've been there, every day, at the end of the day, they have sunset.
They do.
Son of my biscuits.
sunset. I mean, like, spectacular sunset.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Yep, yep, yep. And you know,
they also have a sunrise. They also have a noon every single day.
But they don't typically have mermaids, but we're going to have mermaids. And I'm guessing this could be a new experience for you.
No,
well, there'll be some full moons.
Well, that depends on how
much Turk's
Head beer
is. She's just used to being around people with legs and backs and hair and hands.
I never looked at it like that. But she didn't say she was a tail model. That may be something she doesn't want to share on
here. You know, I might just have to, you know, I'm going to be hanging with the mermaids, see if I can learn to shake my tail fin.
There you go. I mean, yeah, Catherine's up for anything. And, you know, it's one of those things where you need to
Catherine,
mark off the list.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice right now.
Oh, what?
When he says you're up for anything, say, no, I'm not.
Dear Penthouse, you'll never believe what happened to me.
Catherine knows me well. I've known Catherine for years. We just haven't had her on the air.
Then she should have known better than to have let that fly.
I know.
Silence is consent.
She just agreed with you. What's that all about?
She did.
No, she's a blast. I love Catherine to death. We're going to have so much fun in October. It's October 3rd through the 10th in the Turks and Caicos with our friends from Explorer Ventures. You can call them up 1-800-322-3577. Say you want to join us on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and join us in the Turks and Caicos. Catherine will be on board. We'll have the Scuba Cowboys going to play some music. We'll have a mermaid or two. Maybe Catherine will slip on a tail. Phil Narcosis is going to be on board with us. So it's just going to be a ball, isn't it, Catherine? You looking forward to it, right?
I am looking forward to it. I can't wait.
All right. Catherine Castle, editor from Dive Training Magazine. She's awesome. And we got more of the 50 Shades of Greg coming up next. I apologize in advance. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Valentine's Day. Scuba Radio heats things up.
All right, now don't be surprised if an eel pops out of his home and goes right between your legs.
Yeah, baby.
I think you lost me.
Never mind.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
You know, I don't think it's that stupid. It can happen. Where you're trying to teach your students how to dive, things come out that I don't understand why they get all flustered about sometimes. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't get it either, Bill.
No, I don't.
Jerry the Diver
Guy. Thanks
for asking. I know Jerry the Diver Guy gets it. He's a dive instructor as well. You've had that happen, right, Jerry? Come on.
Many times.
It just happens. You might say something that you don't, you know, think they would, you know, be interested in an inappropriate way. And it just, you know, they.
No,
they,
this is the confusion I have.
What's that?
Why is someone interested in you in an inappropriate way?
Good question.
Yeah, not really. Not really a good question.
Oh, she's Greggy.
Because I'm Greggy.
Greggy.
Don't do that, Jerry. Really. Bill does it enough.
We can take turns. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry about it, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Greggy.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah. You're so right.
Yeah, huh? Okay. Well, you know, it is Valentine's Day. So there are plenty of things that you could say as a diver to another diver that we can get away with that in the general population, there are people that are non-divers can't really... well, they think we're being inappropriate, but we're not. We're just being divers. That's part of the club. We have our own language, our own lingo, which is kind of a cool thing. It's a part of one of the many benefits of being a part of our exclusive dive club that every person on the planet should have the opportunity to participate in. All right, look, we got more of those coming up. We got a Dan tip first, however, and some more scuba diving news and information to share. A lot of cool stuff. Pete from Scuba Board, Phil Narcosis. I just got back from the Cayman Islands. It's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 486. It is not advisable to tip your dive boat crew in sand dollars. They frown on that. Besides, the sand currency went belly up decades ago.
The sand people are easily startled, but they'll soon be back, and in greater numbers.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Nick?
Well, hey, Greg, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about risk assessment.
Sounds risky.
Wow. Really?
I couldn't help it. What would you like us to know about risk assessment?
Actually, it's not so much what I want you to know as much as what I want you to ask.
Ask?
Yep. There are certain questions you should be asking yourself before every dive. Because if you don't have definitive, appropriate answers for each and every one of them, you shouldn't be getting in the water.
Tell you what, you ask the questions and I'll guess why they're important.
Turning the tables, huh?
I like to keep you on your toes.
Game on. The first question you should always ask yourself, am I feeling up for this dive?
It's important to be mentally and physically capable of completing the planned dive. If you have any doubt about your health on any given day, don't do it.
That's right. Next.
See?
Do you have the training to complete this dive?
Training teaches what you need to know, and knowledge keeps you safe. Diving without proper training is like driving with your eyes closed. You might get lucky if you make it, but you don't really know what you're doing.
You got it.
Yep.
Next. Do I have everything I need to make this dive?
Lacking the appropriate gear for a dive is like driving a car with three wheels. It doesn't work.
An interesting image, but exactly right.
See?
How about, is my gear in proper working order for this dive?
Gear should be cared for properly and serviced at regular intervals to ensure it remains in reliable working order. Failing to do so is like driving a car whose wheels are taped on. They stay together, but it's risky.
What is it with you and these car analogies?
I like them. Don't you?
They're great. I just didn't know you were such a car guy.
I am a man of mystery.
That's one word to describe it.
What's another?
Let's stay focused. Here's another one. Are there any natural circumstances that indicate the dive should not take place?
Storm warnings, strong currents, excessive wind, temperature, and other weather-related factors can and do interfere with dive safety.
Yes, and here's another one. Am I familiar with the site I'll be diving?
Do your research so you know the facts necessary to plan the dive properly. If it's your first time on the site, make sure you've checked with local guides for information, or better yet, take a local guide with you. Not doing all you can to familiarize yourself with a new dive site would be like driving in a new town without a map.
You're back to the driving, eh?
Car guy.
Next question. Have I fully considered the risks this dive presents? Have I prepared emergency plans in the event of a problem?
Always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Are my buddy and I in agreement on all aspects of the dive in terms of preparation, communication, and planning?
Talk to your buddy about every aspect of the dive before you get in the water. It's a lot easier to discuss it above the surface than below.
Have I considered all the details, including the small ones like hydration during surface intervals and sunscreen?
Sometimes the day is made in the details. Ignoring them would be like setting off on a road trip without remembering to put gas in the tank.
And you were doing so well.
Admit it, you like them. Come on.
I do, and I'm impressed with your answers. And not just because of your dedication to one analogy, but because you demonstrated why each question is an important one to ask yourself before each and every dive.
And I did it with brilliant analogies. Want to grab some dinner?
Sure, but I'm driving, car guy.
Okay. Risk assessment is something every diver must do before each and every dive. It's a key step to ensuring you're ready to make that dive. And if any of the answers leave you in doubt, don't do it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And we will celebrate with the 50 Shades of Grey, which debuts this weekend accordingly, because, well, you know, we're twisted that way.
We is how you're going to call that one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm going to call it, because that's how it is. You know you love it. Don't lie. And be my Valentine, Bill.
No.
You are every year.
No, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate a couple little updates.
You know, last week we were talking with the folks from Light and Motion. Heidi was on the show, and she mentioned their Kickstarter program for the new Sidekick light for the GoPros that they put out on Kickstarter. Unique, you know, type of marketing thing that Light and Motion did. And sure enough, it helped a little bit. They had already reached their goal when they came on the air with us last Saturday. However, it finished up the other day. And it definitely kicked up another notch or two. And their goal was $50,000 for the Light and Motion Sidekick. They ended up with $181,689.
That's decent.
That's an impressive demand for this new little Light and Motion Sidekick light that they're putting together for the GoPros. And what's cool for divers, you know, they have a whole line of underwater dive lights. But this Sidekick is going to be a little, you know, it's going to be... a much broader based product for above the water and below the water, but for someone especially like a beginner who just wants a little bit of light to add to their GoPro videos, this is going to be a cool little thing to get your hands on, and very small and compact for divers who just want to get something quick and are not like hardcore maybe video underwater video fanatics. But price point pretty good. I think it's just $100, couple hundred bucks or something is what they're planning to come out with this for. So keep checking Light and Motion for that. Also, if you weren't lucky enough to get in on that deal, because you could get like a backer deal on one of these Sidekick lights, you want to watch this stuff. You know, we also had Brooke on from Tank Rum, and their campaign actually finishes up in 13 days from today, I believe, and they still got a little bit of, you know, money they have to raise in that 13 days to make their goal of $60,000. But once they do, we will have a specific rum for divers called Tank Rum in a specially, you know, packaged dive tank container, which is really cool. You ought to check it out. Just do a search on Fundable Tank Rum or go to tankrum.com. They got a link to it from their website. But get in on that stuff while they're funding this stuff. You can get like some backer gifts and things like that, and you'll be known as someone who helped bring this product to market. You know, I make nothing from telling you this. I honestly don't. I just think it's kind of cool they're doing it. It's a unique way to bring these cool products to the dive market, and why not? We should have our own rum when we're not drinking. I mean, when we're not diving.
Jeez.
Well, I don't know which
activity
happens more of.
We need to have rum to drink when we're not drinking.
Yeah, something like that. I think we should. I mean, Jerry the Diver Guy, you know, he can't drink moonshine 24/7.
Yes, he can.
He might need to break it up a little bit with a little, you know, tank.
Every once in a while, he's had some iced tea.
He can try, he said. He's willing to try, you know.
Maybe we need to do this backer program for some scuba diving moonshine.
Well, we could do that if it was legal, but it's not legal yet.
We could legalize it.
Oh, we could go legit. We could go with spring water.
Yeah, we'll go legit.
Scuba Radio spring water. Maybe that's what we got to do.
I like that.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Well, you know, it could happen in the future. Let's just get the rum started first, help them out, and we'll see how they do, and then we'll decide whether we want to go down that road. But anyway, it's cool stuff. Now, there are some, you know, diving news and information type of things that I want to delve into today. And if we're fortunate enough, Pete from Scuba Board is going to join us in hour two. He messed up his back a little bit, so he might not be able to do that. But there was something that actually popped up on his message board this week that I thought was timely to bring up on today's show. And the question was presented as far as how many of you, this guy asks on Scuba Board, dive with your spouse?
Well, none of them if they listen to Neil Watson.
Right, because exactly. He has a zero. No wives on dives. And do you, abide by that philosophy, or do you, bring your spouse or better half into the mix? Now, here's some pluses. One guy posted something that said, I guess this is the negative. She loves to hold my hand most of the time, although it's getting a bit better. When we kick out of the kelp beds, I have to tow her when she gets tired. Her mask fogs up a lot. And she blows through her air in half the time I do. Okay, that doesn't really sound like a good selling point for having a spouse on the dive. But the things he loves, she cracks me up when I'm underwater, laying on our backs watching bubbles and the sea life go by, taking selfies of us together, and talking about how cool the dive was that we just did. Okay, other than the first three, there might be one plus. But what do you think? We'll talk about next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Scuba Radio heats things up.
I'll gently glide my tickle stick into the crack, tap that tail, and grab it at just the right moment.
Thought you'd never ask.
What do you mean?
Whatever.
This has been 50 Shades of Greg.
That's stupid.
On Scuba Radio.
Yes, we apologize, but hey, it's Valentine's Day, and you just do what you got to do. You know? Well, it happens.
And I think that lends itself back to your conversation about spouses on dives.
Yeah.
I know Neil says no wives on dives.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument that there's something to be said about being able to share that with your significant other. My experience has been similar to the letter writer.
Well, I mean, comparing is like having to tow your spouse like a ball and chain kind of thing. I mean, yeah, you don't want it's. I guess.
I mean,
it's
truth
extra
be told,
weight.
At this point, she's an ex. But diving with her was a pain in the behind. And a part of it, and I don't think it's not because she's a girl. It's because she really wasn't all that interested in scuba diving. I think if you guys meet up and you're both divers,
yeah,
it's probably great to dive with somebody else who's equally skilled.
All right, well, just
who's a good diver. But if you're dragging somebody along who doesn't want to dive, it's just a pain in the behind.
Well, here's the deal with Neil's, saying about no wives on dives. It was not about that. It wasn't about having a spouse that didn't really want to do it. His issue was when he would take, charters out in the Bahamas back in the day, and he would have a couple, and that couple would have a little hissy fit argument where one of them got into a little attitude that was just a disaster, because it isn't like a dive buddy. Like if me and Jimmy the Bubble Boy are on the boat and I don't like something he's doing, I'm like, look, idiot. Fix your BC. You got it trimmed improperly, or I can't work with you.
Greg,
like that.
Greg will just shut my air off.
But if I said that to my my spouse, my wife, and we were diving, she goes, I can't say it like that. I have to be a little bit more delicate.
Diplomatic.
You probably should be more diplomatic anyway. I'm just going to throw that out.
I know, and that's the problem. I wouldn't, and then she'd get mad, and then it would become a hissy fit, and then it'd be like we'd go underwater. You want to slit somebody's air hose? That kind of deal. I'm not saying who's would.
This is what happens now.
Yeah.
Now you,
that's just called
me,
life.
And everybody
that's called
else
marriage.
Who listens to Scuba Radio is going to get subpoenaed.
What do you
this
mean?
This is what's going to happen.
You've seen those Dateline stories of how this goes down. Jerry the diver guy would back me up on
this. I've seen them because you save them on all your computers.
Yeah. Well, I'm just gotta line up the alibis.
You picked up a new affiliate, Greg. Investigation Discovery.
But Jerry, he's married. He can relate to this, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't going near that.
She's like, she's in the room, Greg. Be quiet. I think it really does depend on the spouse, the person. If, like you said, if they're into it. If you have a healthy relationship and you get along fine and you guys can do that. But as soon if you have one of those relationships where you argue a lot, being in the water and having a disagreement underwater, that is a bad situation to be in, because if the other person isn't receptive to what you're telling them to do and you have that communication problem, it could, create a
problem. Above and beyond that, though, above and beyond that, I've got to say that when I dove with my ex, that she was a burden. She was somebody I had to keep track of. She was somebody I needed to look after, that I needed to take care of when I was diving, which I don't think I should have to do.
Yeah,
I think
my
dive buddies should be able to take care of themselves.
The key word when you refer to your spouse as your ex,
that's
a red flag
there.
Okay,
well, she is my ex. She is. I have a different person who is a non-diver who I'm with now.
All right. But you're the new one, you would love to take her down underwater with you, right?
I would love to
To share. That's the thing. Diving is a social activity. Mm-hmm. It isn't necessarily something you want to go down and do by yourself. I mean, I'm not like that. I love going with a bunch of different people.
But Greg, I always hear these stories whenever it's a married couple on a dive. It's always like in the news. He killed her, she killed him.
Well, that's usually the end result. No, I'm just happen.
Maybe they
all
didn't
the time.
Realize that divers do go deeper.
They did exactly.
I mean, that might be why the wives go.
Oh, okay, good point. They were taking something the wrong way, and then they realized, hey, wait a minute, there's this thing called shrinkage, which really is a turnoff.
I think a lot of divers, though, do prefer it down where it's wetter, which could be another thing, too.
This isn't the 50 Shades of Bill. This is the 50 Shades of Greg we're doing today. Let's just stay on track there. Anyway, that is a thread on Scuba Board, and it kind of came off, from what I read, on these posts that was pretty evenly split, where a lot of the divers felt that, this is my thing. This is my guy thing, that I go out with the boys, I do my diving thing, and she goes off and does her thing, and this is my thing. And then you got other people that want to share the underwater world with their spouse and go diving as a couple. So I think, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer there. I think it just depends on the couple, right?
Big time.
Yeah. So, you know, but...
Well, you know what? And I think the thing that we're doing here is we're doing a disservice because we're ignoring a portion of the population.
What are you talking about?
Well, because not all spousal diving is two different genders. So, Jimmy, what's it like...
I wouldn't know.
To dive with somebody that you're dating.
Well, actually, if you had the time, I could tell you some horrible stories.
Yes. Let's not talk about animals and diving. It's just not appropriate. Not on Valentine's Day, Bill. So anyway,
all right, fine, then.
We'll leave that hour. We got plenty more where that came from. And once again, we apologize in advance, but it's coming your way anyway. Plus some more diving news and information. That's all in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.